While construction costs for both bridge options are far greater than any of the ferry options, all of the ferry options show significantly higher long-term costs due to vessel maintenance and replacement needs. Even doing nothing would cost more over time than building a bridge, according to the draft Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst says he hasn't yet read all 690 pages of the draft SEIS, but he's waded through some of it. He says he noticed the lifetime cost difference between ferries and bridges.
2.5 years ago, the Assembly expressed preference for the two bridge options. They are still under consideration. They remain the cheapest in terms of lifetime cost for access to Gravina by far. The matter will be presented to the Assembly for further consideration. So it'll be placed before the Assembly at its first meeting in August for consideration.
Here's a brief rundown on each of the bridge options. Alternative C34 crosses Tongass Narrows north of city limits, starting at Don King Drive, the road to Walmart. It would connect to an improved road on Gravina and then lead to the existing airport parking lot. Construction costs would be $223 million with a lifetime cost of $335 million. Alternative F3 is a two-bridge option that also crosses Pennock Island. It would start just south of the Coast Guard base to a road across Pennock, and a high bridge would then connect to the end of the existing Gravina Highway. The higher bridge would be needed to provide access for cruise ships. In addition, the channel would need to be widened and dredged for cruise ships to pass safely through at low tide. Construction costs would be $276 million with a lifetime cost of $531 million. The bridge options each would include a $5 toll, which would be reduced to $2 after a few years. Passengers already pay $5 per person to ride the airport ferry. That doesn't cover the ferry's expenses, though, and Bockhorst affirms that ferries cost more over time.
The ferry systems are very expensive to operate and maintain, and they will continue to be so unless we come up with an alternative.
That assertion is bolstered by the DOT study. It shows that the no-action alternative, which would keep current ferry service with no upgrades, would cost an estimated $590 million over 75 years, which is $60 million more than the lifetime cost of a bridge. Not including the no-action alternative, here's a brief rundown of each of the proposed ferry options. Alternative G2 calls for a new ferry crossing north of town at Peninsula Point, crossing to Lewis Point and connecting to Sealy Road. This would require two new terminals and two new ferries. Alternative G3 would provide two new ferry terminals and two new ferries crossing from the Plaza Mall to just south of the airport. Alternative G4 would provide two new terminals and ferries right next to the existing terminals. Alternative G4V would provide improved facilities, but no new ferries or terminals unless demand increases. All of the ferry options keep the current ferry service intact. They also all include new waiting facilities, restrooms, expanded parking, lighting, covered walkways, and shuttle vans. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the department has not included its own recommendation in this study.
Part of the purpose of the comment period is for the public to review comments, provide their recommendations, their thoughts, and that's how the department will then use that information as a basis for coming up with a preferred alternative for the final EIS, supplemental EIS.
The point of the project is to improve access to Gravina. Woodrow says each of the alternatives would achieve that in some way. He says there will be a public meeting in Ketchikan in mid-July. They hope to have a recommendation by fall with a final SEIS by spring of 2014. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.